This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, what do you guys want to do today? What do you want to do this hour of the show? I've already told you what we got coming up next hour of the show. The one and only Art Laffer is going to join us live today. What is it? December 23rd already. Christmas Eve today, and we are live with Montana Talks. Taking your phone calls if you want to call into the show. I've got a ton of Montana news to talk about. Of course, there's always big national news to talk about as well. One thing I was thinking about doing this hour of the show, that's why I say you tell me. If you want to call in, if you got something you want to talk about, well, give us a ring right now. Give us a call, or we can save the phone calls till later in the hour. Then we got Art Laffer coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But one thing I was thinking about doing this hour of the show, of course, over the weekend you had the big Turning Point USA AmFest, their big America Festival down in Arizona. I know a few Montanans were down there. I think I heard that State Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls was back down there for that event. Of course, you know, as just a teenager still, he became a Turning Point USA ambassador before then getting elected to the Montana legislature and doing great things there. I know one of our listeners from Roundup, not Nancy, but another listener from Roundup was at AmFest for Turning Point USA as well. But maybe you didn't get a chance to see some of the coverage, some of the highlights. There was a Nicki Minaj soundbite that I've got to share with you. Actually, let me start with that one here. So Nicki Minaj is this very popular rapper. And unexpectedly, she makes this surprise appearance at Turning Point USA's AmFest. And she also showed up along with President Trump's, you know, ambassador, in calling out the anti-Christian bigotry that's been taking place, the anti-Christian genocide that's been taking place in places like Nigeria. But she has been stepping out in a big way, praising President Trump, praising J.D. Vance. In fact, one of the things I was thinking about doing this hour of the show was actually playing a good chunk, if not the entire speech, by Vice President J.D. Vance at America Fest 2025 in Phoenix, because, you know, Right Side Broadcasting Network has given us permission to use any of their content as long as we credit Right Side Broadcasting Network. So we can either take your phone calls or we could play Vice President J.D. Vance's speech. I know I would enjoy hearing that based off the highlights I've seen. I know many of you would enjoy hearing it. But this is Nicki Minaj. Listen to what she had to say.
We were not being represented and not being admired for our beauty. If we felt like that as black women, why would we want to do that to other women? Amen. Why would we now need to make other people downplay their beauty so that we can feel, no, that's not how it works. I don't need someone with blonde hair and blue eyes to downplay their beauty because I know my beauty. Do you understand? It doesn't bother me that a woman feels and says that she's beautiful. Amen. Why shouldn't she feel that? Why have we gotten to a point where certain colors or certain kinds of people have to be afraid of loving themselves and loving the way they look? Like, it's...
She just totally destroyed the Democrats and their racial division, critical race theory approach. It was incredible.
It's December 23rd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Festivus, conceived by author and editor Daniel O'Keefe and celebrated as early as back as 1966 by him and became a household name in the TV show Seinfeld.
Happy Festivus.
It's Festivus.
When George was growing up, his father...
It's nothing. It's a stupid holiday my father invented. It doesn't exist.
Happy Festivus, Georgie.
Turncoat Benedict Arnold, court-martialed for improper conduct in 1779. The first human kidney transplant is performed in 1954 in Boston, Massachusetts. Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh chops off the lower part of his left ear in 1888. The legendary artist suffered from severe depression. A Hanukkah candle is officially lighted in Vatican City for the first time to celebrate Hanukkah and to reconcile Roman Catholics and Jews. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj, this black rapper, very popular rapper, just absolutely destroyed the Democrats and their racial division strategy and just tore into their whole push for critical race theory. This is another example of how the Montana Democrats and the Montana Democrat Party is just as crazy as the California Democrats, as the New York City Mamdani Democrats. You guys remember, I know certainly our listeners in Bozeman will remember this, because what Nicki Minaj basically summed up is how awful critical race theory is. She made the point, she's like, well, look, why can't they, you know, celebrate black women for being beautiful? And why can't, you know, blonde-haired, blue-eyed women also celebrate being beautiful? Or why can't they celebrate that? She was making the point that, like, oh, well, the only way we can prop up certain people of certain racial backgrounds is if we tear down somebody from another racial background. Because that's exactly what the left has been doing in America. And the Democrats in Montana have been pushing that since day one. They were pushing that in our schools. Remember one of the most contentious school board meetings in Bozeman, Montana of all places, was, well, not just the lockdowns and mask mandates and things like that. The liberals on the school board were pushing critical race theory. The far-left teachers union in Montana pushing this critical race theory nonsense. They still push it in their woke teachers conference that Finley Warden exposed once again earlier this year. And basically what critical race theory does is they say, well, hey, if you're a little white kid, you're fundamentally bad. You're fundamentally racist simply because of the color of your skin that you were born with. But then it's not like they build up black kids or Hispanic kids or Native American kids. They want to tell you that you are fundamentally a victim, that you will never amount to anything in life because of the color of your skin. And who wins from that whole strategy? The black kids don't win. The Hispanic kids don't win. The Native kids don't win. The white kids certainly don't win. You know who wins? The big government Democrats, who want you all to be fighting each other and to become more reliant on the government, because then you're more likely to vote for them and keep them in power. It all comes down to power. They will tear down this country for power. They will tear down your kids for power. I know some of you are probably like wondering, why is Aaron so excited for this Art Laffer guy to be on the show in the 9 o'clock hour? It's because I can't tell you how influential the great Rush Limbaugh was on me as a kid. And his book, See, I Told You So, which Art Laffer is featured prominently in Rush Limbaugh's book, See, I Told You So, because Art Laffer was a prominent part of Ronald Reagan and the Reagan administration's policies as a kid in the 80s that brought this country back, just like Donald Trump is bringing this country back. Just like Ronald Reagan brought us back from Jimmy Carter, Donald Trump is bringing us back from something even worse, Joe Biden, and what he and John Tester did to this country. So bad that we're still picking up the pieces right now, or deporting some of the pieces. But look, as a young kid here in Montana, crisscrossing the High Line, back and forth from the Flathead to Glasgow, hopping on an Amtrak train as a kid to go back and forth between, you know, Whitefish and Glasgow to see family. And, you know, my parents were both very hardworking folks. But I knew as a kid in the 1980s that I could succeed, that America was a land of opportunity, and you could do whatever you want. And so that's why when I first read Rush Limbaugh's book and heard Rush Limbaugh for the first time, it just spoke to me as a kid, because it's like, yes, it doesn't matter whether your parents have money or not, or whether you grow up, you know, in a big fancy house or not. You know, when I was a little kid, I wanted nothing more than to live on a ranch, than to have a ranch and horses and cows and everything, because I didn't have that. Simultaneously, I had friends that they grew up on a ranch and they didn't want to stay on the ranch. And I was like, are you kidding me? You don't want to live on the ranch for the rest of your life? What's the point of working if it isn't to have a, you know, a nice piece of land in Montana or a ranch in Montana? The reason I thought Tom Brokaw had such a cool career is because he had a ranch in Montana. And apparently you got to go to New York City to afford a ranch in Montana, right? But that's what Reagan communicated. That's what Art Laffer communicated. That's what Rush Limbaugh communicated is. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter whether your parents are landowners or not, or how much money they have or they don't have. You can be anything in America. And that's what we still communicate to this day. And on the flip side, these guys push racial division. You're never going to be anything, or you never should be anything because of the color of your skin. And that's why it was so powerful what Nicki Minaj had to say, and the fact that it came from somebody like her, who typically these Hollywood types and these artist types and these others, they just buy into this. They push this typical woke left-wing propaganda, and there she is just demolishing it. You guys remember one of the stupidest stories of the year was Sydney Sweeney, this blonde-haired, blue-eyed actress, and she did this jeans commercial, this jeans billboard, and they were calling this billboard racist because it was talking about the good genes of this, you know, blonde-haired, blue-eyed gal. And that's what Nicki Minaj is referring to. J.D. Vance, I'll play at least one portion of his speech coming up after this, because J.D. Vance, in his remarks at AmFest, picks up right where Nicki Minaj left off. So we'll get to that coming up here right after this break. Plus, we've got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I am going to play at least a couple of highlights from Vice President J.D. Vance's speech at America Fest 2025, but we got to take your phone calls. You can go find the full speech on Rumble on the Turning Point USA page, but really this hour, until we get after Christmas, is kind of our one opportunity to sneak in your phone calls for anything you want to talk about. Obviously, we'll take your phone calls when we have guests on the show later today and tomorrow as well. But if you got something you want to talk about, we definitely want to get to your phone calls here. The show is called Montana Talks for a reason. It's because it's the show where you get to talk. I'm going to get to Clint in Bozeman here in just a second first. But what J.D. Vance had to say in his opening remarks goes ties right in with what Nicki Minaj was talking about.
We don't care if you're white or black, rich or poor, young or old, rural or urban, controversial or a little bit boring, or somewhere in between. People of every faith come to our banner because they know that the America First movement will make their lives better, and they also know that the Democrats don't care about anything other than maybe transing their kids. So if you love America, if you want all of us to be richer, stronger, safer, and prouder, you have a home on this team.
All right, and then I'll pause it right there. Then that's kind of partly where he went into and just said and just kind of spoke out against the cancel culture that some on the right are starting to develop with disagreements and everything. And then he also started touting some of the main accomplishments of the Trump-Vance administration here in the first 11 months or so in office. So I want to play one of those highlights for sure. But first, we do have Clint in Bozeman on the phone lines. Clint, Merry Christmas to you. And what's on your mind here on this Tuesday morning?
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Aaron, and Travis, and all you guys there at the radio station.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, and Caden and the whole crew here. By the way, I should add, John Jackson is out today. He's spending time with family, but he'll be in next week. So we'll have some fun with the Joker next week on the show.
Okay. Well, I've got a question for the audience out here. Now, we know this is a biblical question now. Was Adam and Eve black, white, yellow, or what? I want to know if they were white people, if they were black people, if they were yellow people. And I want to know from the public out there, where is the land of Nod? And the reason I thought it would be kind of fun to ask these questions to see how many people really read the Bible and how many people believe in the Bible and Christianity. And these questions, Aaron, that I've asked are very important today because everybody's talking about this race, that race, and there's so much turmoil in the world, like down in Venezuela. Now, that's a little far out. But anyway, I just wanted to ask the public out here to answer my question. And then if they can come up and tell me, was Adam white? Was Eve white? Were they black? Were they yellow? What were they? Now, that's the question, Aaron. What do you think about that?
Now, so some people, in fact, my knee-jerk reaction would have been, if I had just seen you on the street and you asked me, hey, are Adam and Eve black? My initial knee-jerk reaction would have been, who cares? But I think you've got a point that you're making here. So why throw out the question, were Adam and Eve white? What skin color were they? Tell us why you think it's important to throw that question out.
Well, the most important thing that most people don't realize in the world, Muhammad ascended to heaven and so did Jesus Christ. I do believe that all of our race were put here on this earth from other universes in our huge universe. That's my belief, and I don't know. Maybe people think I'm crazy, but I don't think so.
That's your belief, yeah. But I think the point being is that who cares? All of this focus on race and skin color, it's clearly meant to divide and clearly meant to oppress and clearly designed to maintain power over folks. So the moment Clint said, hey, I've got a Bible question for your listeners, I pulled up gotquestions.org. And I actually threw his question into gotquestions.org. Were Adam and Eve white? But before I even mention anything that's included at gotquestions.org on the topic, you know what I actually find really interesting is, do you guys remember there was a news story that came out? This is why you never know what we're going to talk about on Montana Talks, partly what makes it so fun. There was a news story that came out, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago? And it was about DNA testing. And basically what these scientists have confirmed is that every race, every ethnicity, every human being on planet Earth can be traced back to the same genetic line from a DNA standpoint. In other words, what these scientists have confirmed is that all of us, whether white, black, brown, whatever, we all trace back to one man and one woman. Isn't that kind of interesting that science would confirm something that's biblical? Which, if you've read Eric Metaxas's book about is atheism dead, you would say, man, there are all sorts of interesting scientific things. Basically, I think if I were to summarize this piece from gotquestions.org, they say, and this is just one interpretation, so take it for what it's worth, they say the Bible does not provide information about the skin complexion of Adam and Eve, making it impossible to assert their racial identity. All we know is this: the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. From Genesis 2:7 in the ESV. So there you go. Clint, thanks for the phone call. I think we got another caller on the phone lines here. Actually, a couple more on the phone lines. Let's go first to Right on John. Caden, if you want to send Right on John our direction. In fact, I thought of Right on John. I saw a news press release. Oh, man, it came out last week. And the press release was about how really, this is the first of its kind office in the West. and especially in Montana, but the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, for those of you who haven't heard yet, is going to be opening up an office in Bozeman, which is huge for inventors, huge for manufacturers, and more. So, right on, John. I thought of you when I saw that news and heard the news. What did you want to share?
Oh, boy. Do you know when Merry Christmas anyway for to you, your family, and all the listeners?
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you as well. Thank you.
Well, I might have missed it. Did they say when they might be opening this office up for patent office up?
Oh, good question. I don't think they said when. I mean, the announcement is made to open this office in Bozeman, but I don't think I saw anywhere on what that expected timeline is. I'll shoot our friend Sarah Swanson a note, see if she maybe has an answer for us on that.
Hey, that'd be great. Well, you know I'm an inventor. I think I showed you my advanced wind turbine, low profile, all that kind of stuff. And I don't know. Yeah. And I have thermal generators and everything. I can produce all the megawatts that they need in Butte or whatever on else at location without a problem once I get the funding. But that Livingston flood wiped me out on pretty much all of my patent stuff or prototypes. And in trying to just get one patent, you got to try and deal with this lady in Billings, patent attorney, and you're looking at $10,000-$20,000 just per patent. So by having an office here in Bozeman, I'll be able to just go up there and patent the stuff myself. And because I got like 10 different patents I can do right out of the gate.
Yeah, without having to fly to Washington, D.C. or something like that. And try to schedule meetings and everything. Yeah, I think for manufacturers, inventors, it's going to be a huge opportunity, especially given the incredible amount of research that's done right here in Montana.
Yes, and I'm just jumping at the bit going like, oh, my God, for these data centers and hearing what Brad Mulner was saying and everything, all the energy that they need and where and when. And I go, I got that technology. I can do it. I just need to make some money. And so I'm starting a new job today in construction, and I'm hoping to build back my prototypes. But, hey, if anybody wants
great to hear.
Get in on them and help fund me on out, we can get this to market really quick.
Well, congrats on the new job. That's great news, and financial peace and stability is a great piece to be able to add to the peace that is and should be Christmas. So right on, John. Great to hear from you. Merry Christmas to you. Let's see. Next up, we've got Mike in Bozeman. Let's see. Mike, what's going on? Thanks for the call.
My question pertains to illegal aliens. Recently, I was in a location here in town, and I walked past a couple of Spanish-speaking individuals that were just kind of hanging outside of a particular store at a shopping center here in town. And I had business in that store, so I go in, and I was kind of surprised at the number of Spanish-speaking individuals that I encountered in the store, plus at the cashier line. There's four cashiers, and at least two of them I was aware of were speaking Spanish. And I'm nervous about, you know, bringing that location to the attention of somebody in law enforcement or ICE.
Interesting. Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Hold that thought.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so real quick here before we go back to Mike in Bozeman, and I'm interested in hearing more of what Mike has to say, and actually his topic ties right in with another soundbite that I want to share from Vice President J.D. Vance's speech at America Fest 2025. But first, real quick, so right on, John in Los Angeles called in earlier, and he was asking about this U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, this new office that's going to be located in Bozeman. which is the first of its kind in the western U.S. I think they have one other office like that, and it's in New Hampshire. So that's probably harder to get to that office in New Hampshire than even to get all the way back to Washington, D.C. But right on, John said, hey, when do they think that office will be up and running? So I reached out to Sarah Swanson, the Montana commissioner of the Montana Department of Labor and Industry. She says the goal is to do a soft launch in late January, but the details are still being discussed. So yeah, sounds like starting next month, they're going to try to get something rolling there. So very good to hear. All right, back to Mike in Bozeman. Mike, so yeah, you were saying you were at a certain store or somewhere, and it, a lot of Spanish speakers, even some of the clerks were Spanish speakers. So obviously you're concerned that there might be some illegal activity going on there. Obviously people can be in the country legally, as workers and civic programs, but sounds like a lot of concerns, especially given how many illegal aliens we've seen trend to Aragua, Venezuelan gang members get arrested in Bozeman. So obviously folks are on high alert, right?
Yeah, and it makes me nervous as to know who I can, which you might say, safely go to in terms of law enforcement, where I'm not immediately going to be put under suspicion of being some sort of crackpot or some sort of racist or this sort of thing. You know, is it the Bozeman City Police? Is it the county commissioners? Is it the sheriff's department? Is it, should I call an ICE office somewhere? Or should I know that there's an FBI office here in Bozeman, and so
yeah, what I would do. There's an ICE tip line.
I'd like to hear about.
So there's an ICE tip line. There's a phone number you can call. There's also a website, and you could just search on your web browser. You could search ICE tip line, ICE whatever, okay. And it should pop right up because that's what I did a while back. And or you could type in Montana Talks ICE tip line, and maybe it'll direct you to my article that has the link included there. But yeah, there's. I like it because there's a simple website where you can put a tip in to ICE. There's a phone number you can call as well, but I don't know about you. I get worried about getting stuck on hold or whatever, right, getting the automated phone system. The tip line right. Website is very straightforward. And what I like about that is, look, if you see something, say something. You don't know if people are here legally yep. or illegally. Are they here on a farm worker program? Are they here on a J-whatever visa working at Big Sky? We don't know that. Are they here illegally? Well, that certainly has been the case far too often here in Montana, right? And you've had trend day Aragua thugs. In fact, if you go to the Montana Talks website right now, you're going to see I put together a list of the top 10 Montana stories of 2025 based off of your page views. And several stories there. Belgrade woman pleads guilty to harboring illegal aliens. FBI Hispanic gang expert weighs in on the arrests in Wolf Point and Bozeman. Trend Day Aragua-related arrest by Border Patrol in Haver. And we've had Trend Day Aragua-related arrests in the Bozeman area as well. And so, look, we know there is a whole pile of criminal illegal aliens in our state. So if you see something that looks suspicious, fill out the ICE tip line. They'll investigate, they'll follow the proper procedures and determine, okay, hey, these folks are here legally, or maybe, oh man, your tip could bust a massive criminal syndicate. You just never know. That's why it doesn't hurt to just put something in the tip sheet. So there you go. Thanks for the call, Mike. Greatly appreciated. That ties in with some of the remarks Vice President J.D. Vance shared at America Fest 2025 in Phoenix.
There's still so much important work to do, my friends. We're barely a year into this administration, not even a year into the administration. But I'm so proud of the accomplishments of the president and the entire administration. In just a year, we ended Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's border crisis. December marks 7 months straight of zero releases at the southern border. More than 2.5 million illegal immigrants have left the United States, the first time in over 50 years that we have had negative net migration, and it's just the start. When you restore sanity at the border, it shows up everywhere else. Rent prices are dropping 4 months in a row, and more native-born Americans are working than ever before. Kamala Harris opened the border and destroyed the economy. The Trump administration gave you net negative migration and much more job creation. Real wages are finally growing. Inflation is half of what it was under Democrats. Gas prices are their lowest in years. And we have finally made it clear that in the United States, we believe in hard work and merit. Unlike the left, we stand against treating anybody. And I love what Nikki said about this. We don't treat anybody different because of their race or their sex. So we have relegated DEI to the dustbin of history, which is exactly where it belongs. In the United States of America, you don't have to apologize for being white anymore. And if you're an Asian, you don't have to talk around your skin color when you're applying for college, because we judge people based on who they are, not on ethnicity and things they can't control. We don't persecute you for being male, for being straight, for being gay, for being anything. The only thing that we demand is that you be a great American patriot. And if you're that, you are very much on our team. Just consider the contrast. Kamala Harris used the government to censor you. We're using, in the Trump administration, the government to protect your free speech, whether it's on college campuses or in the digital marketplace of ideas. Today, our military is welcoming patriots instead of firing them for refusing to accept an unlawful vaccine mandate. And to honor Charlie, but also to honor all of you, we're working to end the scourge of left-wing violence in the United States of America. We're going after the far-left crime networks, but we're also going after the monsters that fund them. We don't just want to go after the Antifa member who threw a brick at an ICE agent. We want to know who bought the brick, and we're going to prosecute them, too.
There you go. That's the line right there. There you go. We don't want to just go after the Antifa member who threw a brick at an ICE agent. We want to know who bought the brick, and we're going to prosecute them too. Great line by Vice President J.D. Vance. I would use a Montana angle on that one as well and say we don't want to just prosecute the protester who threw, you know, objects at our Border Patrol agents in Whitefish. We want to go after the people who are funding the people that are issuing death threats and throwing things at our Border Patrol agents in Whitefish as well. They need to be fully investigated as well, if you ask me. He talked about free speech rights, which, of course, also includes religious liberties. Big update on a case out of Missoula, Montana. Pastor Realtors reach settlement on discrimination and religious liberty dispute. Finally, 4 years later, a little bit of justice for a pastor from, well, actually Clinton, Montana, but who was working as a real estate agent with the Missoula Organization of Realtors. Remember how this pastor, Brandon Huber, was discriminated against by the Missoula Organization of Realtors because of his Christian beliefs? I mean, here was a pastor who was just simply giving food to help the hungry, and he included a message of faith, a pro-faith message in the food that he was giving out to the homeless and to the hungry. And because of his Christian beliefs, he was discriminated against by the Missoula Organization of Realtors. I'll give you the big update in this case, thanks to the Trump DOJ, right after this.
the truth, and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, there's going to be a big debate. Republicans refuse to double down on dumb, dumber, and stupid. And that is the failure of Obamacare. And what Democrats now want to do, remember, they own Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. They own it. They passed it through reconciliation by, I think, a vote. Everything they promised has failed and failed spectacularly. Millions lose their doctors and plans, and the average family didn't save $2,500 a year. We're paying between 225% to 300% more, and prices are continuing to go up. And why would we continue to fund a failed program?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, you've heard me talk about Ease, the official health solution, right here on the Sean Hannity Show. Now that all the noise about Obamacare subsidies is thankfully behind us, at least for now, I want you and your family to focus on the best health care for the best price. Now, Ease Total Comprehensive Health is great for small business owners, and it also is better coverage for a lower price than what they're offering from the government. It's not insurance. It's better. It has no deductibles, no out-of-network nonsense. It costs much less than traditional plans. It comes with a free service that will help everyone find the best care. Plus, the folks that distribute Ease will show you how to stay compliant with the ACA. Now, if you own or work for a small business, you got to check out this company. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. You owe it to your employees. Call them now, 888-888-EASE-123. Or go to their website, EASEFOREveryone.com/Sean. 888-EASE-123.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. It's an Xtina Xmas. Christina Aguilera's holiday special titled Christmas in Paris is out now on Paramount Plus, following a premiere in theaters earlier this month. It celebrates the 25th anniversary of Aguilera's My Kind of Christmas album, which reached number 28 on the Billboard 200 in its peak. The hour-long program features live performances in front of the Eiffel Tower and more. Lady Gaga fans are getting a Christmas gift. The singer is announcing her concert film. Lady Gaga in Harlequin Live, One Night Only, will arrive on YouTube 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Christmas Eve. The movie was recorded in September of 2024 at the Belasco Theater in downtown Los Angeles, where she performed the full Harlequin album for a small group of fans. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Hey, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a great caller on the phone lines I want to get to here before we run out of time, so I'll just make it very quick. Look, the Daily Montanan is a liberal blog. It's funded by Democrat dark money groups, but hey, nonetheless, good job by Kayla Spaler. She's always been a decent reporter. She has this story about Pastor Brandon Huber, and the bottom line is this. The Missoula Organization of Realtors discriminated against him because of his Christian faith and basically kicked him out, barred him from being a real estate agent, essentially. But now, 4 years later, thanks to President Trump's Department of Justice and their efforts, their civil rights division in particular, efforts to combat anti-Christian bigotry, the news story says that this settlement with the pastor and the Missoula Organization of Realtors took place after the U.S. Department of Justice took notice of the dispute. And so on Facebook, Pastor Huber thanking the DOJ and President Donald J. Trump. And, of course, thanks be to God as well. He included in that message. All right, Perry in Columbus, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Aaron, and Merry Christmas to you, Caden, and all of your listeners today. I bring gifts, and the gift comes in the form of knowledge. Today I'm going to tell you about a DVD that I bought that is called Beneath Sheep's Clothing. And, you know, it's from Julie Bailing, and you can just put Beneath Sheep's Clothing on the search bar. You can find it, buy it. It should be shown in every school and auditorium in the United States. You know, you spend all your time and do a great job explaining just all the terrible things that the modern left does to us trying to destroy this country. And oftentimes we might wonder why that they attempt this stuff, but and will not give up. But this it runs about 110 minutes, and this will explain it to anyone who puts this DVD in the tray, will know exactly why they do it and how it is that the Communist Manifesto has taken them over like a cancer, and they will never stop until we stop them. And so that's my gift for everyone, is just to sit and watch this movie and understand not only what they're doing, but why. And this goes all the way back to the 1800s, and there's just not much more to be said except buy the movie, find somebody that has it, and sit down and watch it, and you will understand. Information is something that the communists and cockroaches hate, like turning on the lights. They can't operate with a informed public. So Merry Christmas to everybody.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Sarah, to you. What's the name of that DVD, that documentary again?
Beneath Sheep's Clothing. And it's the producer is Julie Bailing, Behling, and it's not heavily overpriced or anything. You can just put that into your search bar and it pops right up. Information is power, my friend, and all of my friends in Montana family.
Beneath
and Merry Christmas
clothing.
To you all. Give yourself the gift of knowing what these people are doing and why.
Isn't it interesting, Perry, how that's why I love the sheep reference there, how the left and the Democrats, they're always standing up for the wolves and not the sheep. There's actually a story out this morning from KTVQ television about how basically the left-wing mob, the Democrats on the Montana Supreme Court, just removed over 1,000 sex offenders from the sex offender registry, including tier 3 offenders. Again, the left, the Democrats, what do they consistently do? We see it time and time again. They go to bat for the wolves at the expense of the sheep, and especially the lambs, it's a case-by-case, example after example after example. We see that happening. If you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, I sent that story out. Attorney General Austin Knudsen is just hammering that left-wing mob on the Montana Supreme Court over what they just did. So you got to check it out.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect, beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but it gave my mom and me more time to plan together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.